BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Chris lets us meet his new internet barbecue friends from America. Also, have you ever signed a love contract at work? Our listener Grace has. There's bangers. There's Alison Hammond in the mix. And if you know your X Factor auditions, the quiz Don't Look It Up is specially for you.
Hey Scott, you know yesterday I was talking about my love of barbecuing and how I want to be a pit master? It's my new ambition.
You're like a barbecue anorak.
Yeah, I've got really nerdy about it, especially during the lockdown and that.
Some people some people have trains, some people have planes. You have barbecues.
Yeah, some people do yoga.
Yeah,
I grill, and that's what I've that's what brings me to my happy place at the moment.
Do you look at other people's barbecues and are like, oh, and get like envy?
Yeah. Right. So this is it. It's like a whole new world. I go on YouTube video to YouTube video learning. I buy things for it. I've got these quite sinister looking gloves not that long ago.
I saw the gloves, yeah.
Do you know what they're like? You know that scene in Gavin and Stacey where they get these nice oven gloves and Mick lets Pete take the lamb out of the oven with the new oven gloves?
That's you.
And Pete looks at the gloves and is just fascinated, right?
You're Mick.
I've got gloves that are like towel gloves.
Okay.
And you can like grab anything with them. They're amazing.
What have you got for me today?
All right. So I wanted, you remember yesterday I said I wanted to share some of my favourite grillers, pitmasters.
Yeah.
That I kind of find on YouTube with everyone so you can hear what they're like, because they're real men.
Yeah.
They've got like these amazing voices.
Have you got them?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm keen to meet these people. Let's do it in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Joel, on the way to the tip, actually, in Hampshire, says, I'm with you 100% on grilling. Proper Barbie all the way. It's like Joel's sport, you know?
That's what it is. That's a really good way to put it. Because, look, we can all do burgers and sausages, right? We can all do that. But then you can really get into it. And it is a bit like a sport. You sort of challenge yourself. You practice lots. And you feel better when you kind of start doing all right at it.
Right.
Like you put a picture up and it gets all the likes. It's like,
I want to hear from one of your new friends.
Okay. These are my favourite people. Right. So some people have Zoella. Some people have KSI. For me, YouTube, I go to the real men on there that are barbecuing. They have amazing voices. They often wear a hat. They're very hairy.
Okay.
And they're everything I aspire to be. Would you like to meet one of them? He's part of a group called Barbecue Web.
Okay.
They're like a little community of men.
Do you know what I've always wanted to do? And I will do it when we can. I have only been to like the bits of America, like, you know, like LA, New York, which is cool and that. But I want to go to, like, the bit where these guys live and experience their life. I want to be on the rodeo. I want to barbecue at night. I want to rub it into the meat. You know what I mean? I want to be
with
these
guys. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I want to do. Maybe that's what we do. Maybe we make our own cookery show out of this. Who knows? We go and explore. But these are the people that I want to be friends with.
I want to go.
Because I love having you as a mate, Scott.
Yeah.
But the man you're about to hear is who I would like to be friends with as well.
We can go together and wear like cowboy hats and drink bourbon.
It'll be so good.
And listen to country music.
You're going to love this guy. You ready? Okay, here he is.
Welcome to barbecueweb.com.
Wow.
Today we're going to do some St. Louis style spare ribs on the barbecue. Man, does that look good or what?
Yeah.
It's real easy to do. What we like to do is trim up our spare rib St. Louis style
trim
here,
it.
As you can see. Yeah. First thing here, we like spread on some mustard, yellow mustard or whatever mustard you like. Then we use some of our rib rub here.
Oh, I love rib rub.
And sprinkle some on. And we rub it in real good.
Mm-hmm.
This mustard and rib rub here add a nice layer of flavor that are just mouth-watering good, as you'll see.
How good is this?
Oh.
As rub that rub real good.
Yeah, you rub that rub real good.
You rub that.
Mm-hmm. I actually, when I went to America last year, not that bit, I bought some rib rub. Never used it.
Listen, you're an amateur. And so am I, but I'm getting better. It's my favourite thing. It's my new passion.
Can you even get rib rub in Maidenhead?
Yeah. You can't cook ribs without a good rub. Mate, I've been rubbing my meat left, right and centre throughout this lockdown.
Where are you getting this?
Online, obvs.
Okay, I sent Jade from Little Mix some flour so she could bake. You send me some rib rub, okay?
I'll send you some rub. And honestly, like everyone, it's a game changer, this.
About half hour's gone by.
Come on.
Ribs starting to heat up good.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have a good chunk of hickory here.
Good for you.
I'm gonna add it to the charcoal.
Do that.
Get ourselves a real nice hickory flavor to these ribs. Now, you can use whatever hardwood you got, apple wood.
Oh, yeah, I'll just get some apple wood, sure.
Yeah, you can buy all this stuff. Listen, I'm gonna take you on a journey with this. If anyone, by the way, this is my new passion. If anyone knows any more of these type of guys, please let us know.
Okay.
Because they're amazing.
All right.
Could add some maple. Right.
What's the music?
Just brush on a little of this mopping and dipping sauce here.
Why that music out of any music you could pick?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I really hope people at iPlayer are listening right now. Hello, Marcus, the postie in Devon. He says, if I found that on iPlayer, I would watch it. Imagine me with all these really massive hairy guys in the Wild West.
It'll be great because I've got a passion for barbecuing. It'll be fun for us to do. People will enjoy it. It could be the new normal, people, couldn't it? It could be absolutely massive. I'm not saying we need to go to the lengths that they did on that show. Probably would for views, though, wouldn't you?
I would for views, yeah. Obviously, there's a million of these shows. You've got the Adam Richman guy. Like, he kind of started all this, the Man versus Food.
Nah, he's thin now, isn't he? I thought he stopped all that.
Yeah, he doesn't do eating challenges. Hasn't for years. There's a guy called Aaron Franklin. I mean, it's all over the internet. However, as Marcus says, think about it. iPlayer, I might start a petition. Scott and Chris's Wild West Barbecues. He's even come up with the name for us. Me, you, sat around a campfire. There's horses in the background. There's loads of blokes. And they're rubbing the hickory into their meat. And I'm just like, what the? Think about it.
Yeah. It's an advert ready to go, isn't it? Just as they're rubbing meat.
The mix of all of our worlds together would collide and therefore be fantastic television.
Well, let's get it done. Who do we need to speak to? Someone listening out there will know.
Well, someone will know. I mean, we do work here, so you'd think that we might know. But, put out into the universe, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Send a message from Mr. G. It's all going to be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Grace is here with a great work story, work romance.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. I'm not going to lie, I've never heard of it before or since. So basically, I met Jack about 5 years ago. We were both working for the same company. And, I must admit, I quite fancied him from when I first met him. We got to know each other quite well over the first few months.
Were you involved?
No, we were actually just friends to start with. But I knew I fancied him. I really wanted to slide into his... Well, it was actually Facebook Messenger at the time.
Yep.
So we were messaging quite a bit on there. We then ended up going on a work night out with all of our friends from the office and other offices around. Had a cheeky kiss on a night out. And then from there, we basically started dating, hanging out outside of work. And wanted hope to try and keep it as secret as we could, because we've heard rumours of this love contract.
A love contract?
Yeah, so it was actually officially a 5-6-page document set out by the company, which outlined the policy that, keeping professional in the workplace whilst obviously dating a fellow colleague. But I mean, 5 years later, we've got a house last year, I've got a little cat, Norman. So I think, potentially it could be the key to to a successful relationship. You know, 2 months in, signing an official love document.
The love contract's one that we need to... Yes, this is great. Scott, have we got a love contract at Radio 1? I'm not sure.
I've not signed one.
I've definitely not signed one. Don't know if it exists.
Are you still single, Chris? I mean, you know, could be something you could bring in.
No, yeah, a lady a lady married him a couple of years ago.
Oh, sorry. Well done, fair play.
Why are you laughing? Why is that funny?
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
Now, the contract, back to the contract. Did it say love contract on it?
No, I think it probably used more official terms, but I mean, the office, it was well known around the company as kind of the love contract or the love document, they like to call it.
So
I really want to see a love contract.
Yeah,
I really want to see it, Scott. I just don't know what I don't know what you do with this thing, because you can't not see someone because of a love contract.
Well, yeah. We were quite reluctant to sign this document because, you know, 2 months in, it's quite a serious thing to sign an official document of love when you're only 2 months into your relationship. So
I've never heard of this. Can you wait there? Because I want to know what the rules of the love contract were. Wait right there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says this love contract sounds a bit like Sheldon's relationship agreement on The Big Bang Theory. Actually does. I was chatting to Grace, who signed a love contract. Are you happy to go through some of the clauses with me?
Yeah, sure. So it was all about, you know, staying professional in the office space, not being able to work in the same branch. So we actually weren't able to then work in each other's offices. We had to stay separate at all times during work hours.
I bet I also know what was in there as one of the clauses. Not allowed to do it at work.
Yes, I think that was absolutely.
I think that's in most people's contracts. If you look closely, it's in there. I think
it's probably in the small print. Maybe
It's in. I think it's in ours, Chris.
It's cleverly worded. Is it?
I think it is. So if you have done that, then just beware. You know,
breaking the rules.
What about pet names? Were you allowed pet names in the love contract, or is that a problem?
Well, that's their own thing.
Yeah, that might have been outside of the office, you know, the workplace.
And you never had like a cheeky one in the office?
No, like I said, once we were official, we weren't able to see each other at all during work hours. So, you know, it was always after work, you know, out of hours sort of thing. So, pretty romantic.
Chris, you've never done it in the office, no? I need to check my contract. Grace, thanks for ringing in.
Thank you so much, guys.
One.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Estate agent Mikey, what are you saying?
I came back from travelling, back to my old office that I've been away from for about 2 years. Walked in the office first day, saw this new girl, thought, oh, she's a bit of all right now. Like this girl, right? So, obviously, you know, went out on the first office night out, got a number, started texting each other. Basically, it's a really small, like, high street office. So I had a desk one side of the room, she had a desk the other side of the room. Nobody had an inkling at all. And we used to sit there texting each other throughout the day. And then, you know, things started to get a little bit heated after we realised that actually, yeah, we quite like each other.
So you were in the same office, but you were, like, messaging each other all day?
All day.
Yeah.
You're not meant to be on your phone. So we had our phones in the drawer. Every now and again, you know, you go and open the drawer, have a little look. I'd see the cheeky eyes coming over the top of the screen.
Really?
And, you know, and every other couple of minutes, everyone would be, like, we'd be laughing. And everyone would be like, what are you laughing at, both of you? And we'd be like, oh, nothing. So what we started to do was, obviously, nobody in the office could know. Because, obviously, it would have just made things quite complicated. So as an estate agent, obviously, the only way you can get out of the office is if you go and do viewings. So we used to book what we used to call ghost viewing. So basically, we used to make the viewings up. And so you'd make up a fake person on the system, put in a fake number, say, oh, yeah, we're going to go and view this empty property, blah, blah, blah. And then they'd do a viewing at the same time at a different property and then make it 45 minutes long, an hour, and we'd basically just sneak off to the pub for a cheeky half pint or a bit of lunch.
Wow.
So many different uses of the word cheeky there as well. Love it.
Other thing, we used to text each other and have little rendezvous meetings via the photocopier and the shredder. So, like, the highlight of the day in the office was the shredding. So I just made sure I printed off a load of extra stuff just that I needed to shred. So I'd go and we do a little, like, you know, hip bump at the shredder and do a little couple of sheets each. So, yeah, it was nice.
And a couple of what?
A couple of sheets. You know, one sheet in, little bump, two sheets, little bump.
Okay. Are you still together?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh. We've been together 3 years, got a house. So, yeah, it blossomed into something really, really nice, actually.
One more question. Did you ever meet up at a house and had a little quick kiss there?
Definitely.
You did?
There's a lot of empty properties. You've got access to the keys all the time.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, this is the one, isn't
right,
it?
Right, here we go. This is what I'm after, yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a few properties that are, like, dressed for sale. So they're empty houses, but they've got, like, fake beds in them fake furniture and that sort of thing. So, I mean, if you're clever, you can put them to good use.
Oh, God!
I'm talking about the sofas, obviously, not the beds. And just to sit on.
It's still not okay, Charlie. Like, I'm buying a house at the moment, right? And it's empty. People like you have probably been in there.
Definitely. I would say definitely, 100%. Just don't buy any black light bulbs, what they call blue light.
People are testing out the show sofas already.
Of course. You've got to try before you buy.
So how would that work? You'd both meet up at the same property and be like, oh, we've both got a viewing.
Yes, but maybe one would say we're going to a different empty property, but then we just pick the better one.
Pick your
maybe
favourite.
One with a nicer view.
Chris, I'm intrigued. Are you?
Yeah, it's. Let's get some estate agents on. Be honest.
Here they come.
The stories are about to flood in.
I'll be honest, I'm keeping this quite PC, so, you know, some other estate agents might come in with some better stories in it.
You know my text, 81199.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Daku, Hardy, Caprio, Juicy, it's Scott and Chris with you on BBC Radio 1. Okay, Chris, are we ready for another classic superfan Steve?
Let's do this.
Okay, so really good pop star Zara Larsson thinks she's about to be interviewed by her biggest fan on the line, whose name is Steve. We say that we've picked him at random. It's actually Chris, which she doesn't know, in a room not too far away from where she's actually sat. It's a quiz about Zara Larsson, but Steve, or Chris, has all the answers, so can answer them super fast. I mean, it would make you feel a little bit weird if you were a pop star. Zara Larsson. Meet Steve. Okay, let's play Superstar versus Superfan. So we've asked the entire UK, like, who is Zara's biggest fan, and it's a quiz all about you.
Okay, interesting.
Please meet Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. My friend, Steve.
Hello, Sarah.
How you doing?
You okay, Steve?
Good, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, right. Perfect.
Cool. So you know a lot about Zara, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, we'll see.
All right, so I've got a series of questions here, Steve. What we're going to do is, basically, if you know the answer, just shout out your name. So, Zara, you will say?
Yes, my name, Zara.
And Steve?
Steve.
Pardon?
Yes. Steve.
That's it.
Boom.
Okay, all right, so when you know the answer, just shout out your name, all right?
Okay.
Steve.
That's it. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Now?
Pardon?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do it now, Steve, all right?
Very aggressive delay.
Okay.
I think it might be.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right, here's the quiz. What was the name of the Tiny Temper single that Zara Larsson featured on?
Zara.
Steve.
Zara first.
Girls Like.
Is the correct answer. Sorry, Steve, bit slow there. Okay, next question. What year did Zara Larsson win Sweden's Got Talent?
Steve.
Go on, Steve, you go.
2008.
Boom. Right, okay. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
How old was Zara?
Zara Larsson was 10 years old.
I was. You're right.
How much did she win?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
500,000.
Yes, that's correct.
500,000 what?
Steve.
Go on.
Krona.
Yes.
Swedish krona.
Woo!
Yes. Who was Zara's first celebrity crush?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Why is he faster than that?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, you know it.
Right. How tall is Zara?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Steve.
Yes.
5'6".
Ah, I'm shorter. I'm a tiny girl. I'm 5'4".
No.
No? Okay.
What do you mean no? If
you... Zara Larden, 167 centimetres, 5'6".
No, I'm 63 at 163 centimetres. I'm 5'4".
Steve?
Steve. No, the answer's 5'6", Scott.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. Okay.
What's Zara's full first name?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Zara Maria.
There you go.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What's Zara's boyfriend called?
Zara. Brian Hoff Whittaker.
Steve.
Sorry, okay. Zara got there first, Steve.
Yeah.
What colour eyes does he have?
Oh, Zara. They're green.
Sorry, Steve.
It's okay.
What was the name in Zara's first email address?
Zara. It was Addie.
Steve.
Oh. You go. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, I'm going. It is Adidas underscore zebra.
When did Zara first meet her idol, Beyonce?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
At the Ericsson Globe Arena.
Yeah, but when?
Yes.
Oh, Steve.
Yes?
29th of May.
What year?
Do you know the year?
Steve.
Steve.
Yes. What year?
2013.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And one more. What colour is the outfit that Zara is wearing today?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Pink.
Boom, you got it.
It's correct. Steve, you are the ultimate fan.
That was really good. Good job, Steve.
Well done, Steve.
You know everything.
Steve?
Steve?
Well done.
Well done.
Thank
you did
you.
Great. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Talking to us.
Thank you, Zara.
Wow.
Great.
He was, Steve.
He was Steve.
Slight confession.
Yeah.
That guy works on this show.
Where is he?
He's just out there.
No, he's not.
We did this. We've done this with Charlie XCX and with Anne-Marie.
That's funny.
And that's why he's not here.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. But it was real. You handled it well.
But the...
Steve.
But I don't know. Sometimes it's like... I wouldn't be surprised, though, if it was like a real person. That's the thing. No, I wouldn't.
No.
You know what I mean?
You handled it so well because it was one of the most awkward conversations ever. But thanks, Zara.
Thank you. That was
awesome.
Great.
And thank you once again for the live lounge. Scott Mills. We are midweek. I know it doesn't feel like it because every day feels like Sunday, but we are halfway through the week. It's Wednesday, which means we bumbleo. We play Gypsy Kings. We down tools if you have tools in the first place. Maybe you're sat at home doing nothing, bored as. I encourage you to have a midweek dance with us.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
First bit of the show, chosen by Jesse, who's listening in Durban, South Africa, who wants one of my fave newsreaders, Beth Rigby.
Beth Rigby, Sky News Westminster.
Beth Rigby. She messaged me yesterday, Chris.
Did she? Yeah, she keen to come on.
I heard what you said. Very funny.
Beth Rigby.
Beth Rigby, Westminster. Also, I found out a new thing. Well, I've noticed a new thing. And I'm obsessed. Can't really say her G's. Dominic Cummins. Beth Rigby. I love you, Beth. Come on the show soon. Corona famous person. Jock in Glasgow wants the moment where we taught Rag and Bone Man how to sing. I'm feeling emotional.
Don't hide your emotions.
What should I do?
You can throw down your guard.
Good.
And free from a notion.
Who can we be?
We can be who we are.
Have I taught you anything?
It was you taught me something. Yeah.
What's that then?
The freedom is ours.
But what did I teach you living is?
It was you taught me living is. To go
togetherness.
Yes.
Togetherness.
Yes.
Togetherness.
Sing up, big man. What are you?
I am a giant.
You are. Where should I stand?
Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you
what
see.
What are you?
I am a giant.
Yes. What about my boulders?
We'll be breaking boulders underneath.
Good. You are?
I am.
You are?
I am.
You are?
I am.
You are?
I am.
You are? You are?
I
what?
Am
what?
A giant.
Yeah. Good. You are?
I am.
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 What?
Giant.
That is yes. The maddest thing I've ever heard. How did that go?
I think you just gave me an extra 20%.
Thank you.
I love him. Jane Ramsgate wants the bit where Delia Smith got a bit excited at the football.
Where are you?
Hi, Gemma in Swansea. We had a bloke on the show called Paul Hardon a while ago, calling in for bangers. And that's ridiculous because I'm a grown man, but I lost it. It's just a man called Paul Hardon.
In terms of the last name, have you ever tried to pronounce it differently to not have to say it as it's like Hardon?
Yeah. Or, no, I normally. Did you have an asthma attack there?
I've never seen him laugh as hard as this before in my life.
I normally try and pronounce it like I'll normally say Smith.
Hardon. I've literally never seen him go like this.
I think that's a French person, isn't it?
Wow. Here's a school orchestra doing a massive fail, but you can't say that it's terrible because it's school children. It's Lynn in King's Lynn who wants this. Kirsten from Stirling, who wants this epic moment of the show where I asked the name of someone's boyfriend. And what's your partner's name? Cool name. What's your boyfriend's name? Anna in Derry.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
That was for you. Charlotte and Jules in Leicester want the moment where Chris went to open my bridge on the M3.
Do the horn! 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 Horn!
Here we go.
Come on, then.
Sam and Josh at the Sawmills in Newbridge, I got your text. Now you're blocking everyone else in from texting there. Create a space, please. 2 metres. Thank you.
2 metres.
I've got your text. I've just read it out, so stop it. Stop it. Hello, Dan in sunny Blackpool. Loving the red lipstick legend, Beth Rigby. Thank you.
Beth Rigby's.
Hi, Jesse. In Caterham. There's Alex from Oslo Street, sunning it up. Sun's out. Will Thomas, gay, in North Wales. I like because of the delay, you're slightly off time because you're
yeah,
at home.
Yeah, sorry. No, I just remembered about that. Yeah, I'll stop singing.
It adds to it. Hello, Beth. Not
Beth Rigby.
The one in Bristol. Susan, furloughed in Farnborough. Sam and Steve, building a wall in Midsummer Norton. Guys, you're building a wall every week. Have you got any, Chris?
Yeah, there's loads. Getting loads in. Hello to Holly and Lewis, bumbling in the car. That's Lewis and his girlfriend Holly, I should point out. And hello TJ, Ella, Kelsey and Jessica in Huddersfield. Beth Rigby.
I love the hairy form.
There's Codge in Southampton, hot and sweaty.
Big up Jamie bumbling in the van working on HS2. HS2 in Uxbridge.
A lot of sweaty backs listening today. Ian's got one. He's in Wiltshire somewhere. Kat and Lauren are bumbling virtually. Both Radio 1 fans. James from Barrington. And Dwayne and JP trucking away in Yorkshire.
I see.
Blazing! Scott Mills. Okay, strap in because until 1:30 we've got one of the TV greats. I think that's right to say, isn't it, Chris?
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah, legend inbound, people.
Julie is looking forward to this. Julie's working from home. So is Emma, who's listening in Brentford. Good afternoon, Jess, who's listening for the first time in ages because she's got a couple of days off work. She's in Bath. Okay, what is Alison Hammond going to choose? We're about to find out. It's another one of our mixes. Here we go.
Alison Hammond.
In the mix.
With her feet up.
Alison Hammond in the mix. Come on, hiya.
I am ready for this mix, guys. I'm all over this. I've got my headphones on. This is going to be a mix you've never had before, man. It's going to blow your minds.
I miss you, Alison Hammond. How are you doing?
I'm good. When was the last time we saw each other? Was it in Nando's?
It was. Oh, I treated Alison to a Nando's feast, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. Okay, what was this? Was this a little date night or something?
It was on the Spirit Come Dancing tour.
Yeah, it was when we could sit next to each other and we could cuddle and kiss and hold hands.
Back in the day.
Do you remember those days?
Good times. Although Alison was mostly in ice for the whole thing.
my right ankle, I don't know what happened. It just literally failed me. I got used to putting my feet in ice and loving it.
Now, Alison Hammond, let me tell you, right, that as of yesterday, you've been in your house for 64 days, all right? Lockdown was on 65 today. That's as long as a Big Brother finalist.
You're joking.
Yeah, same.
Maybe what we should do is get Davina, when this is all lifted, Davina can just let people out of their houses one by one. You know? She can be outside the front door.
I'm coming to get ya!
How long were you in the house for when you did it years ago?
I was in the house for 14 days, so not long.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's just the anniversary now, so it's 18 years ago we were in the Big Brother house. I was literally in there now 18 years ago.
But, like, so, you're the one that's done one of the best out of it, of them all, and you were only in there 2 weeks.
So I was the second one to be evicted.
I never knew this.
In a way, don't you think, Scott, maybe if I hadn't been evicted and I'd lasted to the end, would my career be the same? I don't think it would have.
I don't know.
Same with One Direction, that. Same with all the greats.
Actually, yeah.
Exactly.
Listen, as you know, me and you could talk forever, but we've got to get your song. We've got to get your song choices on. So what are we going to play first?
Okay, we're going to go for Bossy. Bossy. Play, yeah. Play it.
Okay.
Bossy, house on the coast, G. My money's so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy. I fly around the world cause I'm bossy. Bossy, bossy. Godfather, man a OG. Man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast, G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy. I fly around the world cause I'm bossy.
That was Boasty. Alison Hammond, is this a dream come true for you?
I just feel like I am actually living the dream. Of all the radio stations I've ever wanted to take over, it was Radio 1, and I feel like I am living a dream. Thank you, guys.
It's all right.
Dream makers.
Now, you've done some wild stuff on TV. I mean, I've never interviewed a tree.
Do you know, when they told me that I was going to go and interview a tree, I was like, well, obviously, a tree, like a living tree. They're like a living tree. We've got this woman who says that she can speak to trees, and you're going to go and interview her through the woman. So I was like, okay, let's go with this. You know, I'm never the sort of person to say no. I'll give it a go and see what happens. And yes, babes, I was on live TV interviewing a tree.
Funnily enough, I've got that right here.
I've interviewed Hollywood superstars, but never a tree. So do we need to touch the tree?
Well, that's always nice, yeah.
So do I just ask the tree a question?
Ask it a question.
Okay, so here we go for our exclusive interview. So first of all, obviously you are up for this amazing, prestigious title. How does it feel to be nominated for the European Tree of the Year?
Feels very exciting.
Oh my god. How do they find these guests, Alison? I watch it and I go, how do they find these people?
I think whatever goes in the Daily Mail, it goes on this morning. It's literally that simple. If you get in the Daily Mail, you're going to go on this morning. Simple as that.
When you meet Hollywood stars and you charm them and you sort of attempt to marry them or get off with them, it's phenomenal. Yeah. But only you can get away with that.
Yeah.
I just think I believe... Like, if I go into an interview and think, right, I'm going to marry The Rock today, I don't think, oh, what if this goes wrong and someone pulls a plot? I think, in my head, I'm actually going to marry The Rock. I believe it, and then I achieve it.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happens. There's an element here, Chris, of no fear.
Yeah.
No.
I love that. I find that kind of inspiring, actually.
Ah. Well, the thing is, I just think I've got a good work ethic, you know. I'm always... And what people don't see is I'm up early, you know, I'm home late, you know, I've got a son... I'm also a mum as well, so I am a bit of a grafter, but there's not much talent. I'm going to be honest, guys.
But there's plenty of work. You say that. Not much talent.
All
which
the
is
work.
Not much talent, but you know
all
what I've
work.
Got? I've got passion.
Yeah,
and
you
I've
have.
Got enthusiasm.
Are you absolutely coining it in? I'm imagining Hammond Towers.
Oh,
is,
my God.
Like a castle.
Yeah, it's the ICB
so
money.
I've literally exactly. minted. Got houses yeah. all over the world.
Knew it.
Yes.
All right. Listen, this is a sharp U-turn, but we're going to go from Boasty into Niall Horan. Why have you chosen this?
Because he sung this song to me live, and it was just literally me and his band, and he was looking at me singing this song to me, and it was one of the most intense, coolest moments of my life. And I just love Niall, to be honest with you. So yeah,
it's on. Niall Horan, No Judgment, chosen by Alison Hammond.
With her feet up.
Alison, I know what I want to ask you, right? Because you often see these parties, like this morning parties, Christmas parties, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Please tell us the best party that you've been to.
Oh, gosh, that's a really good question.
Why and what happened?
Oh, what a great question. Can we listen to a song first so I can think about it?
Yeah, all right.
There's been
yeah.
so many.
Okay, you think about it while we play the next track. What is it, Alison
okay.
Hammond?
I'm feeling like I'm going to go back a little bit because I absolutely love New York. So I'm going to go Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right, let's get this on immediately. Alicia Keys on Radio 1. Yeah.
In the mix. With her feet up.
All right, Alison, you've had a chance to think about Chris's last question.
Okay, so my most favourite party definitely had to be when I was in... Oh, where's that film festival happen?
Cannes.
I was in Cannes, right? And I was with Richard Arnold, and we were outside a party, and we couldn't get in because obviously we weren't on the list. So I just went, you know, with my bossy self and went up to the security and says, listen, I'm not being funny. I'm a bit of a big thing back in the UK. I'm a bit of a big thing. And like Richard's like literally squirming like, oh, my God, this is so embarrassing. And then for some reason, about three women from England was going, Alison, Alison. So they like helped with my story.
Yes.
But he then saw these women shouting at me going, Alison, Alison. I said, see, with my finger. I was like, hi, girls, how you doing? And he was like, go on then, go in. And
get
we got
out.
Into this party, I swear to God. Me and Richard got into this party. We were living it up. There was drinks. And then over on the right-hand side in this little pen were the Kardashians. I was like, oh, my gosh. They were in, like, a little pen. So you couldn't even get to the Kardashians. But I was like, Alison Hammond. I was like, I've got to be able to get to the Kardashians.
Oh,
so
no.
I literally went up to the pen. And there was all these security guys. I went, guys, you really need to let me in. And I just pulled out the big guns and said, listen, me and... is it Chris, the mom?
Yeah.
I said, me and Chris are really good friends. I've never met her in my life. I said, me and Chris are really good friends. So then I waved at Chris and she waved back as if she knew me. I said, see.
Oh,
she
God.
And he let me in. He let me into the pen. I went, that's my friend there. Richard came into the pen. We were doing pictures. I was like laughing, joking. I was one of the Kardashians.
Incredible. Alison Kardashian.
Yeah, exactly. So that was one of my favourite parties because it was just a blag. Bit of a long story, really. Should we put a song on?
What did you say to Kardashians?
I said, do you remember me? She was like, oh, my God, I so remember you. If you remember me, they go, oh, my God, I so remember you. We were at that party in LA and everyone would go, yeah, I remember.
And they did. Obviously, you'd never met them.
Yeah, they were going, I totally remember because I had my big hair as well. I was quite intimidating. Like, who's going to say no to me? Come on.
Yeah, true.
Who's going to say, would you say no to me, Scott?
Absolutely not, and I never have. Wow. This has been a lot, but I've really enjoyed it.
Sorry, babe, sorry. Nice. Let's play a tune.
It's classic.
Let's play Sunshine because the sun is shining.
Right, it's on. Teak, Sunshine on Radio 1.
Your sunshine, your sunshine. Your sunshine shining down on me. Your sunshine, your sunshine. Your sunshine shining down on me. Oh, your sunshine. Oh, your sunshine. Your sunshine shining down on me.
Teak's Sunshine. Alison Hammond is in the mix today. We go from that track to what?
Do you know what? I just love Coldplay. I've never seen them live, and it's one of my biggest dreams that needs to be fulfilled in my life. So I'm going to go to Viva La Vida.
You've never seen them live?
Never seen them live, and I've heard it's just insane.
Well, when this is all over, Alison Hammond, I think we should all go.
I would love that, guys.
We can go for some chicken after if you want.
Yeah, let's do it.
Like the old times.
I'm me this time, though.
All right, listen, it's been an absolute joy. Thank you so much, Alison.
Thank you for having me. What a great takeover. I want to do it again next time.
Fine. We'll definitely have you again.
All right, darling. Lots of love.
Love ya.
Alison Hammond.
In the mix.
With her feet up.
Nice to the world. Sees it rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to.
Scott Mills.
Can I say who our DJ set is tomorrow? Can I say it? DJ set
go on,
tomorrow.
Then.
Yeah, can I say? I'm just checking I can say it, Chris. Confirmed. Joel Dommett tomorrow in the mix. He is one of them people, a bit like Jade from Little Mix, who is literally doing everything from his house right now. He's on Instagram Live. He's doing a workout. He's doing a TV show. But he has taken time out of his actual busy schedule at home. I wonder if his wife will be with him, because she'll be in the background, Hannah. Have you watched that show at all? It's quite good.
I've not seen it yet. Intend to.
Yeah, it's another quarantine show, a bit like Mo Gilligan, in their house. Michelle Visage has also got one, starting on BBC Three. But Joel Dommett is on tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Malachi is in Coventry. Hello.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, so you've been building a sun lounger or sun loungers with your dad this morning?
Yeah, and some sofas. We finished it yesterday, so just making the most out of it today, enjoying the sun.
So are these like ones that have arrived and then you've got to put them together?
Oh, no. We managed to find a few pallets around the city and stuff, like took them apart and just put them all together.
Look at that, right?
Yeah,
that is... That is something I would never be able to do, Chris.
Yeah, I wish I could be. I wish I could be more like that. Thing is, right, I intend to be creative or do this sort of, you know, like make things, fix things. I intend to be that person, but when I actually go and do it, I haven't got a clue. So I just think I'm never going to be that guy. You're certainly not that guy, Scott.
Nah. I mean, no. You're too busy grilling anyway on the barbecue because you're a man,
true that.
Chris.
True that.
Right, Malachi, I know that you... Well, you would have been doing your GCSEs, so you're missing that at the moment, which I'm sure you're not that bothered about, but probably gutted about missing all the parties right afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's just... I'm not too happy about missing GCSEs, of course, but I think it's just a bit unfair on all the 11s who are not going to get the proper, like, send-off, like, if you get what I mean.
I know.
So...
But you can still party afterwards.
I mean, I'm partying at home on my own, you know.
Okay, and whereabouts?
Radio on in the background.
Yes, whereabouts are you? Coventry, is it?
Coventry, yeah.
Okay, and what's your dad's name? Is he there now?
No, my dad's working right now.
Okay, so home alone. Right, so I am going to play a song, a bit of it, which you might like. If you do, choose me. Chris is going to do the same. If you like his, choose his. Dead simple. That's what we do on Bangers. This is mine. It's Sexy Chick by David Guetta.
Yeah, that's a tune for the sun, you know.
It's all right. Is it good weather there today?
Yeah, it's beautiful here, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
We got cloud here. It was promised a good day. It's not happening. My furloughed boyfriend is fuming. He was like, where's the sun? Right, so that's my one. And Chris?
Okay, you can have that or you can have my choice today. It is this.
No, that's the last song. It's this. This is Chris's one, Malachi, okay? Every time we
touch, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if you,
keep it bouncing.
It.
Yeah, come on. Let's have it.
I heard it, guys, but I do a thing on Fridays called Official Chart, Where Are They Now? Where I catch up with people from the past. Oh, they're still alive, but they had hits like 5-10 years ago. And Cascada, which you're hearing here, was one of the people. We caught up with her in Germany and we played bangers by her.
It's a great idea. You catch up with an elderly pop star and sort of find out what happened since their big hit.
Yeah.
You can have this.
She lives,
most of it now.
Right, she lives in Germany and she's still releasing music and doing a lot of gigs while she was. And Evacuate the Dance Floor is one of the number one songs on a lot of people's Corona playlists. Isolation playlists, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, it's your choice.
I mean, it's got to be Chris.
Little Mix on Radio 1. Chris, you know that Cascada track you just played?
Yeah.
I really liked it. Can you send it to me via Bluetooth? Scott Mills. It's that era, that song, isn't it?
Hey, so true, yeah. Yeah. Infrared.
Yeah, talking about Official Chart, Where Are They Now? Guess who I've got on Friday before the new Official Chart? So, 3 p.m. One of your all-time favourite songs. I've got the guy behind it.
Oh my goodness. Is it H2O?
No, try again.
Is it Three of a Kind?
Baby Cakes.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes, yes, yes!
Come on!
So it's like a little retro thing. We find out what people are up to now and like revisit their massive hits from way back. So we've had Cascada on, Bass Hunter, DJ Sammy. I'm working on getting Venga Boys and Aqua, but they're quite hard to get, Chris. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I imagine Ken's in all sort of bother now. I don't know. Or you just assume these things. I can set you a challenge if you'd like, though.
Yeah.
One that I'd like you to get hold of.
Uh-huh.
I would like you to reunite the whole of Blazing Squad one Friday, okay?
I believe one of Blazing Squad works at the BBC. That's just a rumour.
Well, okay. That's one.
Leave with me. But, yeah, this week, Nicholas, who is part of Three of a Kind, is going to come on and he's going to be on Official Chart, Where Are They Now? It's a neat little idea, don't you think? Just catching up with, like, the retro pop stars. I like it.
Scott Mills.
This is Pressure from Flora. Hope you're all right today, Flora. She says, please can Chris do or say something funny because I want to be in a good mood. My iPad isn't working on BBC Sounds, which is making me frustrated, upset and a bit stressed, and I need cheering up. Emotions all over the place. I think that's the same for a lot of us. Chris, do something funny.
I that's hard enough to do planned.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Pressure there. One. I think even that would have hopefully cheered you up a bit, Flora. I hope you can get BBC Sounds working on your iPad because that's a disaster. Okay, it's time for Don't Look It Up. Three rounds. Play against somebody and play for, like, something. So, for instance, loser cooks dinner tonight, etc. Let me know on 81199. And here is Quizmaster Will.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Hiya. Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi, Will. Why do we do this hello thing at the start?
Don't
know. Is this you trying to make it a thing? Because
I
find it awkward every day.
So do I.
So, okay, I'll just slam straight in then.
Round one.
Here's round one. Make sure you have a pen or a paper. Well, pen and paper, actually. Or if you're messaging your mates on WhatsApp or whatever, maybe playing along on Zoom, do it that way. Round one, Will, is...
the year 2015.
Oh, it was a good year, wasn't it? Better than this one. But that's not hard. Okay, can we have question one, please?
Question one. Which robbery gripped the nation after Easter 2015?
Okay, 5 seconds.
What?
A robbery that gripped the nation, Chris.
I honestly can't think of what that is. I don't know.
Is it Hatton Garden?
It is correct for a point, Scott. Hatton Garden.
Is that all the jewellery?
All the jewellery.
Okay, so, sorry, that's a point to me, right? You had no answer there, Chris.
Or are I
you
had no answer, no. Point to you.
All right, question two.
Question two. One of the TV moments of the year saw a topless Aidan Turner excite millions as he walked through the Cornish countryside. Name the show.
Yeah. 5 seconds. That's not 5 seconds, this is. Okay, Chris, you got an answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go Pole Dark.
Is it bad that I don't know who Aidan Turner is? I don't have an answer for that.
The answer is Pole Dark.
Did you watch it, Chris?
No, I never watched it, but I do remember the hype around him.
Okay. Give yourself a point if you said Pole Dark. And question three...
Question three... Drake was widely ridiculed for his dancing in the video to his biggest hit of the year. Name the song.
5 seconds. What was the... Was it Hotline Bling? Chris?
I was going to go Hotline Bling, yeah.
It was Hotline Bling.
Yes!
Come on,
I'm already doing much better than I did this time yesterday. If you said Hotline Bling, then that's a point for you.
Radio One.
Doing all right so far on the year 2015. How are you doing? Let me know. Who are you playing against? 81199.
Scott Mills.
One. We're in the middle of our quiz where you're not allowed to use the internet. Got to think. You've got to use your brain. It's Don't Look It Up. Will, can we have the score so far between me and Chris?
The scores are currently Scott 2, Chris 2.
Okay.
Round 2.
Clara's playing with girlfriend in Edinburgh. We've got Stacey, who's Corona alone in Lincolnshire, playing against herself. Sophie, happy 19th, playing with her mum. and someone, I don't know your name, they just say, I suck at this. Okay, can we have round two, please? Here we go.
Is X Factor first auditions?
Yes, here for that. Okay, what have we got?
Question one. The year was 2012, and the judging panel was Chalisa, Louis, Gary Barlow, and Rita Ora, who was a guest.
What a panel.
But can you name the celebrity from this first audition? Do you want it again?
Yes.
Is this the celebrity one, or are they celebrity now?
Famous now. Do you want it again?
Yeah, please. What the? Five seconds.
Okay. The X Factor was actually rubbish when you think of it. Like, massive pop stars, right? But we'd all be cheering complete nonsense a lot of the time.
Yeah. Okay. We all watched it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Then. Okay, I'm going to go... Oh... I can't even remember any X Factor contestants. That's so bad. I'm going to go Addictive Ladies.
Wow.
I've gone Rylan.
Which is the correct answer.
Is
Rylan.
That Rylan?
Come
Rylan.
On.
Lol. Right, give yourself a well-earned point if you said Rylan. Next one.
Question two. This singer's first X Factor audition came in 2008. 2 years before he became a member of one of the most famous boy bands of all time.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
5 seconds. Chris?
It's one of them.
Yes.
So, in my head, it's either Niall or Liam Payne. I'm going to go Liam.
I've gone for Niall, see?
And the answer is... Liam Payne.
Oh!
Oh, come on.
Rubbish. Okay, give yourself a point if you said Liam. It was either or, wasn't it? And the next one.
Question three. Another singer whose first audition came before they found fame in a later year as part of one of the UK's biggest girl bands.
All right, this is your time, sweetheart.
Where do broken hearts go? Can they find their way home?
Oh. You're a funny little thing, aren't you?
Again?
Yes!
It's his reaction.
Your time, sweetheart.
Where do broken hearts go? Can they find their way home?
Oh. You're a funny little thing, aren't you?
5 seconds.
That's always what they used to say. It was that sort of stuff.
Yeah, they did, actually. Biggest girl band. Like, I am actually going to kick... Well, I'm not going to kick myself. Everyone says that. Oh, I'm not, but I am. I can't even think. Who... Okay, Girls Aloud. No,
yeah,
that...
I'm going to go... I'm going to go Cheryl.
No, they were before.
They were before.
Popstars
Arrivals,
I think.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I've said Cheryl now, anyway.
Okay. Little Mix. Jesse. No, I don't know. Jesse.
Jade.
Ah! Why is she a funny little thing?
Don't know.
Okay, no points. Rubbish. If you said Jade, then give yourself a point.
Round three.
Round three is...
Where am I?
Oh, your favourite, Chris.
Here we go. Yeah. Yes, I love this one.
Okay, so explain what Where Am I is if they haven't heard it before.
I will describe a place, which is a city in the UK, and you have to guess where I am.
Okay, then number one.
I'm stood outside Kremlin, a Soviet-themed gay bar. I can smell the sea air, and in the distance, I can see the silver tips of the Titanic Museum.
Oh, I know it.
But where am I?
5 seconds.
I don't know. I hate this game. It's such a bad round, this.
This all ties up for me as well with the last round. You got an answer?
I can't really remember the clues.
Do you want it again?
Yeah, give clues again.
No.
You don't care?
No. I'll go Belfast.
It is Belfast, right? It's Belfast.
Yeah. Is it Belfast?
Yeah, yes. It's Belfast.
How do you know that?
Oh, come on!
What? That was a guess.
I find this round so boring that I zoned out, but the one word I did hear was Titanic.
Oh. See, the one word I heard was Kremlin, the gay bar. I went there with Louis Walsh once.
All ties together.
Real. Okay, next one then.
Question two. I'm stood on a bridge, which was the location of the first ever bungee jump. In the distance, I can see the SS Great Britain, and I've been told Ribena was invented here. Where am I?
5 seconds. Yeah, I think I know this because I... No, I'm not going to say that because it'll give you a clue. Go on. Chris?
I'll go Rotterdam.
Is it UK or can it be anywhere?
It's UK, yeah.
Can it be Rotterdam or anywhere?
Oh.
I think because I used to live there, would I be right in saying Bristol?
You would be right in saying Bristol.
Yes. Give yourself a point if you said Bristol. And number three on Where Am I?
I'm stood outside the Merrion Centre, the major shopping hub. I'm in a city where Cluedo was first manufactured and a city that has a famous championship football team and is home to a county cricket team. But where am I?
Oh. See, I'm good at shopping centres. I have to say, this place has a fantastic... That place you just mentioned... And the whole area, actually, never used to be any good. Now is one of my favourite places to go shopping. Chris, or shall I go first?
I'll go Nottingham.
Ah, see, you know this. Leeds.
The answer's Leeds.
Yes! You know, I've been shopping in Leeds. You've got relatives there.
Yeah, I've been shopping there. Yeah, I just, whatever.
It's very good.
What's the scores?
It's 5-5 at the end of that.
Okay,
what do we do now?
That's an improvement.
I might retire that round, I think.
Let's have a draw and let's never do the round again.
The thing is, though, with every quiz you're doing at the moment on Zoom with your mates or whatever, after it, do you feel a bit like, what was the point of that? Because you spent the whole evening doing it. I did one the other day and it literally went from, I think, 7:30 to, I'm saying 10:30. And everyone just rips their paper up and it's like, okay, well, what was the point of that? And do you feel the same about that today, Chris?
Yeah, exactly the same, Scott.
Yeah.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Victoria.
Hello, Scott. Hello,
Hiya.
Chris.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, good, thank you.
Now, what's
can
your
you guys
full
hear
name?
Me all right?
I can hear you now. What's your full name, Victoria?
Victoria Button.
Victoria Button. Now, that is a great name. Yeah. And... you sound with that name like you could be a character maybe in a children's book and maybe you'd be a postwoman in the Cotswolds. What's your job?
I am a postie in the Cotswolds.
No way.
Yeah.
That's like a ready-made character in a children's book, Chris. Am I right?
That is so good. Yeah. Yeah. And do you enjoy?
I do enjoy it, yeah.
So in the Cotswolds, what area is that? When people say Cotswolds, I'm like, okay, cool, that sounds nice, but where is it?
Do you know where the lake by you is?
No. Give me some towns.
Not literally by you.
What towns are there?
It's hard to describe. It's near, like, RAF Bryce Norton, RAF Fairford.
Oh, okay. Are you, like, do you mean Oxford Way?
Yeah, like Oxford Way, yeah.
Got ya. Okay, yeah. I used to know someone that went to RAF Bryce Norton. Do you remember, Chris?
You did, yes. You used to. Well, you used to visit the barracks there as well, didn't you?
I didn't go in. I just.
Did you not?
No. It's not.
They came out of the barracks.
So I've got this for you today on Bangers, Victoria Button. Would you like this one? This is Usher with Caught Up.
Oh, I like a bit of Usher.
I really want to hear this today, Victoria Button.
Old school R&B right there.
Yeah, why not?
It is good.
Why not?
It is good, but my choice, I really want you to pick today because I've genuinely not heard it for ages.
But
and I thought
just said
of it was
that
like,
I want my one.
Yeah, but I really, really want my one. I'm going to offer it up. I want to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
My choice is this.
Okay. Oh, no!
Wow.
I can do the dance to that as well.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, this dance, until I heard this song, I'd kind of forgotten it. This is Soulja Boy, Crank That. I believe this is the Travis Barker remix of it as well, just for lols. Why not?
Imagine if TikTok was on when this track was out. Wow.
Oh, mate.
It would have been number one for 64 years. I don't think I've heard this. What's this version?
Yeah, this is... Right, so back when I was DJing a while ago, like resident DJ, I'd play this version. It's the Travis Barker remix. I'm fairly certain. He just drums along. It's wild.
Oh, annoying. Okay, what are we going to have, Victoria?
Oh, that is a really tricky one. But I usually go for Scott, but this time I'm going to have to pick Chris.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Bringing back so many good memories. Tara takes me back to my teenage years where I couldn't decide whether to be a chav or an emo. Tough decision. Sophie in New York there, look. Sat in a field, drinking tea from a flask, covered in grass, blasting out Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy tell her there. Though Holly in Peterborough prefers the original, yeah? That was...
I get that. If you're a pure Soulja Boy Crank That fan, you're going to be disappointed, aren't you, with that remix. But it was Travis Barker, Ledge.
Liked it that you changed it up. Mine didn't get chosen, but don't care because I'm now going to play this song, which we love, and it's just been added to the Radio 1 playlist. Yes, turn it up. Kim Petras. We're back tomorrow with Joel Dommett in the mix. We start at 11.